Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Let the Lord's light shine. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for the light of the Lord's people has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. It's no secret that we live in a dark and increasingly depressing world. Crime, chaos, conflict, catastrophes are commonplace all around the globe. Regardless of who the people are, there is chaos reigning upon this world. It has started with sin and continues as sin runs rampant upon the people of the earth. The only remedy is the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And we need to let the light of the Lord shine brighter than it ever has before. The darker the night, the brighter the light shines. We need to remember that. We can complain about how dark the world is, but we have to remember that in that dark world in which we live, God's light shines the brightest. Question: are you letting your light shine for Christ? Are you allowing it to illuminate the world around you so that people can see hope in a day and in a world of hopelessness? If not, make that a new commitment in your life, that you will let your light so shine before men that they might see Jesus in you and want that light to come into their own life. Be a light in a dark world. Heavenly Father, I pray that we might live in such a way that regardless of the problems that we encounter, the situations that we find ourselves in, we might show forth the Spirit of Jesus, that we might have the peace that passes all understanding. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.